is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty here. You can catch us on Frank's Beach on your Roku in the evenings at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. And we're all over the place, so you can find us. We're on Rumble, too. And, of course, you can go to katedalyradio.com, and you can go scroll down. See, you can see the sponsors there. These are handpicked by me. And I love the people that we have as sponsors. And Birch Gold, all you have to do is text 989898 and text my name Kate. They'll give you some free information, the same things that Philip Patrick was talking about, and then also buy gold and silver from them. They're incredible, and they have the best reputation. This is why Ron Paul loves them as well. Talks about them all the time and does business personally with them. So much to talk about, but I have to start here. The headlines today. The crystal ball. I can't get over the crystal ball. It's amazing. And it's so not obvious, says one sarcastically. World braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks, following missile attacks. Okay. Over here in the United States. Okay.
These are the same... These are the same countries that before the discovery of oil in the Middle East were riding camels around the desert.
Same guys.
Dying of thirst.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They just know. They just know that cyber attacks are likely to be on the list of options.
Like, we have no defense for that. I personally use every defense I have on my own personal and business computers, and I've never been hacked.
There you go.
It's pretty amazing.
There you go. What's amazing to me about this was their certainty, the certainty of this entire article, that they know exactly what's coming next over here between Iran and Israel over there, and that it's coming here as well. You guys, has anything been this obvious? Come on.
Our technologies are so advanced. You know, Kirby... Kirby yesterday said something that literally made me fall out of my chair. He said, well, yeah, Iran launched an attack against Israel, but it wasn't successful. Like, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's why we don't need to fear them. Duh.
It's just getting, and Israel had done something to Iran. So anyway, over the weekend, our whole world was going to collapse and we were going to descend into World War III. And what kept coming to mind was wars and rumors of wars in the Bible, right?
Exactly.
And rumors of wars and the fear impact that this is having. So this was a major headline today. This was on Axios. And it was world braces. So that means everyone is holding. So yesterday it was world holds breath. They just know. And now it's world braces for Iran-Israel cyber attacks. It's just too much sometimes, too funny.
I was bracing so hard, I actually had railings installed in my shower yesterday.
So you could brace yourself
so I could
while
brace
lathering
myself
up
in the shower.
That's awesome. So that happened, and I just could not get over that. And also, Trump will be convicted by May. Trump's going to be convicted by May when a judge did not recuse himself, setting himself up for the automatic appeal. He's not going to be convicted by May. I swear to you guys, the headlines are just obnoxious at this point. Also, he falls asleep again. Judge warns jail if no show. It's getting tiring. I don't know what else to say about this, but I'm... It's enough. What do you say?
I don't know. I don't understand how people can't see. Put themselves in their shoes. You're in court and somebody's made an allegation against you and you're in court.
Yeah.
And the person that's making the allegation is allowed to go out in public and talk crud about you all they want. And the judge says, by the way, you may not defend yourself. And people accept
I know. It's a three-ring circus at this point. So, you know, we we realize this. And when we come back, I want to show you something in the headlines that was very, very interesting, the way they were painting the Supreme Court. And also want to talk to you about a couple of lies, actually. One about muscular dystrophy. I know it's going to sound really strange. And two, about the American Heart Association. I want to share that with you, too. It's just, you know, it's just endless. But we'll be right back. We have a lot to discuss and look at. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.